Here is your KVNF regional newscast for Thursday, June 8th. A portion of the Gunnison River has been closed by Sheriff Rick Besseker. According to a notice from Gunnison County, the Gunnison River between Almont and Northbridge has been closed to all water vessels in the best interest of public safety. Large debris, high water, and impassable bridges prompted the sheriff to close the river. The Gunnison River below Northbridge is still open to the public. However, it is highly recommended that only professional water recreational users be navigating the rivers at this time. It is strongly encouraged to wear personal protective equipment, including a life jacket, and to exercise extreme caution. The sheriff is authorized to close the river under Colorado revised statutes. For more information, contact the Gunnison Sheriff's Office at 970-641-1113. Also note, there are several other closures around the river, including the pedestrian walkway under Highway 50 near Twin Bridges. Several Colorado businesses joined other states and industries stating that they will ignore President Trump's executive order pulling out of the Paris Climate Accord. Colorado's governor and nine mayors have all pledged to continue to follow Paris climate regulations. Eric Gladys has this story.
Colorado companies, including Western Union, New Belgium Brewing, and several ski resorts, have joined hundreds of U.S. mayors, governors, and CEOs, all promising to make good on the nation's commitment to reach climate goals set in Paris. A letter, including signatures from such high-profile brands as Apple, Google, Microsoft, Nestle, Target, and Wrangler, was released Monday. Rebecca Cantwell with the Colorado Solar Energy Industries Association says she isn't surprised President Donald Trump's decision to pull out of the international agreement is meeting a groundswell of opposition.
By mayors, by governors, by legislators, by major businesses, showing that despite what the administration has said, we the people plan to continue to do our part in addressing climate change.
So far, Colorado's governor and nine mayors representing Aspen, Boulder, Breckenridge, Denver, Edgewater, Lafayette, Lakewood, Longmont, and Vail have pledged to continue working to reduce climate pollution. The Trump administration claims the Paris Accord put the U.S. at a disadvantage against other countries and that withdrawing will create jobs. From a strictly business perspective, Cantwell calls Trump's decision short-sighted.
Clean energy sources, especially solar, are dropping dramatically in price and really will drive the next great economic renaissance in this country if we seize the opportunity.
She adds, in Colorado, solar alone employs more than 6,000 people in jobs that can't be exported or automated. According to national U.S. Department of Energy estimates, fossil fuel power plants employ some 180,000 workers, compared with 375,000 jobs in solar. This is Eric Gladys reporting for the Colorado News Connection.
It's official. Colorado has another minor political party. According to a release from Secretary of State Wayne Williams, the Unity Party passed the 1,000 registered voter mark and is an official political party for at least the next two elections. Previously, the Unity Party was considered a qualified political organization, and candidates had to petition to get onto the ballot. Under its new statutes, the Unity Party must hold an assembly prior to the 2018 primary election to nominate candidates, who are then placed directly onto the general election ballot. Bill Hammons, a current candidate for governor, founded the Unity Party in Colorado in 2005. Hammons has run for office four times and was defeated twice by Jared Polis and also by Cory Gardner and Michael Bennett. The Unity Party's slogan is, "Not right, not left, but forward." The other minor political parties in Colorado are American Constitution, Green, and Libertarian. The major political parties in Colorado are the Democratic and Republican parties. More than one-third of Colorado's 3.6 million voters are unaffiliated and not a member of any political party. An audit released this week shows the Colorado Film Office failed to properly award incentives for a number of projects. Bensa Berkland has more.
The office is meant to encourage film, television, and video game production in Colorado. On 9 projects, the auditor found nearly $2 million was awarded without a contract and without knowing whether they even qualified.
I think it's extremely disappointing.
Republican Senator Tim Neville of Littleton sits on the state audit committee and has long opposed funding the office.
The idea that this much money had been getting spent by any part of the state government with a very little bit of oversight. There was no process involved, the lack of record keeping.
Lawmakers reduced funding for the film office in this year's budget, but supporters, including the governor, say it's a key economic driver. The film office says it's already making internal changes related to the audit's findings. I'm Benta Berkland at the state capitol.
Residents of the state, including veterans with post-traumatic stress disorder, can now qualify for doctor-recommended medical marijuana in Colorado. According to the Denver Post, Governor John Hickenlooper signed Senate Bill 17 into law on Monday. It allows Colorado residents to receive a doctor's okay to use medical marijuana in the treatment of PTSD symptoms. The bill marks the first time a new qualifying condition has been added to the state's medical marijuana law since it was first passed in 2001. Including PTSD in the medical marijuana law had been a hotly contested issue. Several coordinated bids led by veterans groups and supported by residents with PTSD fell short before the passage of this year's bill. And finally today, areas around the town of Paonia will soon have different speed limits. Town of Paonia trustees and staff have been working on a plan to have a uniform 25-mile-per-hour speed limit within town limits, unless otherwise noted for safety. Staff and trustees have come up with a proposed map that marks all of the speed limit changes. The map is posted on the front door of Paonia Town Hall and is also available for viewing at townofpaonia.com. The matter will be open for public comment at the next meeting of the Paonia Town Council, which is on Tuesday, June 13th at 7 p.m. at Town Hall. And that was your KVNF regional newscast for Thursday. For KVNF News, I'm Eric Gould. Thanks for listening.